USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The market optimistic despite the political turmoil on Capitol Hill as the House of Representatives gets ready Wednesday for a vote on two articles of impeachment. President Trump pointing out how great the economy is doing on Twitter. It's been a record session on Wall Street. The Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P 500 all closing at all-time highs. Investors optimistic over the trade deal with China. The Dow gaining 101 points to close at 28,235. It's the 16th record close of 2019. The NASDAQ up 79 points, the 24th record of the year. The S&P 500 up 23 points, the 29th record of the year. And Boeing temporarily stopping production of its 737 MAX planes, this after those two crashes that left 346 people dead. You're listening to USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
High school students in the state of Florida will now be required to take a new civics test in order to graduate and get the diploma. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis supports this. USA Radio's Tim Berg on the story.
There are some new rules in place for high school students who want to graduate in Florida. Governor Ron DeSantis announced that high school seniors will now be required to pass a civics test similar to the citizenship question taken by naturalized citizens in order to graduate. Former Florida Republican and Congressman Connie Mack is a fan of the move.
You know, I think this is a good idea. I think, you know, it really is up to parents and I think our schools to teach civics. And I think it's important that we teach our kids their responsibility, their civic responsibility, so that they get more engaged in our process. It's what makes our democracy strong, frankly.
Mack speaking there on Fox News for USA Radio News. I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
New York City honoring those who fought hard to make the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund permanent. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports now from Washington, D.C.
Mayor Bill de Blasio presented the city's highest civic honor, the Bronze Medallion, to unions, first responders, politicians, and organizations who all lobbied to get compensation for thousands who are injured or sick from the toxic debris from the 9/11 terrorist attacks in Lower Manhattan.
For 18 long years, reminded our nation you can't just give lip service to those who serve. You actually have to do something about it for them and their families.
Among those honored posthumously were firefighter Ray Pfeiffer and police officer Luis Alvarez, who both repeatedly went to Washington while they were dying of cancer, begging lawmakers to make the fund permanent. I'm Chris Barnes.
The search for bodies after a volcano erupts, USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
The two remaining victims are believed to be the tour guide and the boat captain. 16 are known dead, while all the others suffered severe burns. New Zealand Police Deputy Commissioner Mike Clements said the recovery effort could not continue on Sunday due to poor weather conditions and the danger of another eruption.
Eight bodies had been seen by those that were on the mountain immediately after the eruption, and we had always anticipated recovering six of those bodies.
Scientists warn the White Island volcano is highly volatile and could erupt again.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.